Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 podcast. I'm Anisha Jain. Well, yes, the Indian markets are starting off after a holiday and a lot has happened in the last couple of days. And more or less, the cues look positive. Because if you look at the US markets, they ended in the green. The Dow was up around 150 points yesterday. And the S&P and NASDAQ also ended in the green. Even on Wednesday, the close on US markets was positive. And that was because there were reports of renewed trade talks between US and China. Yesterday, the markets started off higher. But after a tweet from President Donald Trump suggesting that they are under no pressure to make a deal with China, made them retrace some of the gains, but still the Dow ended up around 150 points. Other than that, if you look at the European markets, they ended a tad bit mixed. The Bank of England as well as the European Central Bank has decided to keep the benchmark interest rates unchanged. But FTSE was a bit of underperformer yesterday because remember there was a cabinet meet yesterday as well to discuss Brexit. And Bank of England also said that there's greater uncertainty about future developments in the EU withdrawal process. And perhaps that's the reason we saw a bit of cut when it comes to the FTSE. Other than that, if you look at Asia, this morning it's trading in the green, and this is after the strong rally that we saw in the Asian markets yesterday. So yesterday Hang Seng was up around 670 points, the Nikkei and the Shanghai also ending with a gain of 1%. And even if you look at the start today, the yen has actually weakened to levels close to 112, and that's the reason the Japanese market are trading higher. Other than that, the early rates from Hang Seng as well as Shanghai are positive, giving it a feel that the SGX Nifty might start near that 11,500 mark, almost a 140-point gain than what we closed on Wednesday. Other than that, we have the positive cues, local cues in terms of the July IIP data, which remains steady at around 6.6%. And even if you look at the inflation data, we are now below the 4% mark for the first time in 10 months. So that should be seen a bit of positive as well. Of course, crude, one of the major determinants of the markets these days, has also fallen more than 2% on Thursday. Remember, on Wednesday, it had hit a level of $80 per barrel, and right now it's trading close to the $78 per barrel mark, so a bit of respite coming from crude as well. Other than that, the stocks to watch out for will include SBI, because they are looking to sell 8 accounts which have a total outstanding due of around 4,000 crore rupees. Voltas will be in focus because they've finally launched their home appliance range with Beko. Engineers India will be in focus because the board is considering a proposal to acquire 100% stake in Projects and Development India, which is a government company. So that will remain in focus. And a similar story for NBCC, wherein they have been selected to take over 100% stake of HSCC, and that is for an amount of around 285 crores. Now this is something that has been building up for the stock already, but we might see a bit of bump up today. Other than that, Taj Mansingh, there have been two bidders for that. Tata Group and ITT have been said to be the likely bidders, and this has been a long drawn legal battle. Let's see what comes out of this one, but maybe these stocks will be in focus. Some US FDA's approval have come by for Lupin and Cadila as well as Dr. Reddy's, so they will be in focus. Maruti will be in focus because it has increased its Baleno production by 34%. We had seen a huge demand for this particular product, so expanding the production will be taken positive. And lastly, keep an eye out on the rupee and the crude determinants. We have seen solid moves on both rupee and crude in the last couple of days. So let's see how the day pans out. But given the fact that the street would be watching out for the big Prime Minister crucial meeting that is expected over the weekend to take stock of the economy, the street would be nervous today.